Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Senate subcommittee studying the impact on federal decisions is holding weekly hearings to hear how these cuts are affecting Minnesotans. Thursday, the focus was federal workers and the government shutdown. Republican Senator Carla Nelson from Rochester says,
"It is not a partisan thing. The damage being done from this is hurting everyone. It is a bipartisan, self-inflicted wound that is hurting Minnesotans."
DFL Senator and Chair of the Committee, Lindsay Port of Burnsville.
"People are hungry. People need to eat food. That is the bottom line. People need to have health insurance that is not four times the cost that it was last year. Losing a good federal partner highlights how connected the federal government is to every single part of our state."
Port announced the next hearing will be next week in Duluth to look at the impact on higher education and research grants. The head of the Minnesota Farm Bureau is calling on Congress to come together and reopen the federal government. President Dan Glessing of Waverly said in a statement, "The shutdown is affecting everyone. Farmers have lost access to resources, and now families and communities are losing support for vital food programs." Glessing is asking lawmakers from both sides to put Americans first and keep our country moving forward. Manufactured Home Park residents across the state are petitioning to pass a Bill of Rights to protect themselves from price gouging private equity firms and owners. Sammy Silver, a resident in Lake Elmo, says when she moved into her lot in 2021, her rent was $700. Starting in January, it will be $1,070, a 44% increase in 5 years.
"Nothing in our park has improved 44%. We still have a contaminated well instead of city water, septic instead of city sewer, same old trash pickup, and snow removal of the main roads."
In other headlines, Halloween is already one of the most dangerous nights of the year, and this year, the risks are even greater. With the holiday landing on a Friday, AAA Minnesota warns of a perfect storm. More trick-or-treaters, more parties, and more impaired drivers. Spokeswoman Brenna Knapp.
"Plan ahead, especially if you're going to partake in drinking, you know, arrange a sober ride or a designated driver using a rideshare service. It's going to be super important. We don't want to see anyone out there driving impaired on the roads with, you know, an uptick in pedestrian traffic at night."
Knapp also urges parents to talk to their kids about traffic safety before heading out to trick-or-treat. Authorities in Otter Tail County are investigating a large grain dryer fire southwest of Dalton. Fire crews from Dalton, Elbow Lake, Wendell, and Fergus Falls located a 1,000-bushel grain dryer engulfed in flames around 4:30 this morning. No one was injured in the fire. This is MNN.